This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, the toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-3 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Julian Assange can't think properly. He has been likely under some fairly torturous conditions while being held. We shared a story about that. We've talked about video game addiction, protests, mass protests with hundreds of thousands of people in Lebanon. They want their government gone. They're just sick and tired of it. So you can comment on all those things. And with you tonight, by the way, it's Ian, Michael,
and the Captain.
Captain, you have a gaming-related story. We both happen to have these here tonight. Mine was about video game addiction, which is a topic that, you know, keeps coming back because a lot of people play video games, and so therefore there's going to be a subset of them that are addicted to them because they want to escape their lives or whatever it is that their, you know, motivations are. But turns out that a brief look at history will find out that gaming addiction was a thing long before video games.
Or at least the blame for it, right? So I'm always on the lookout for things that get blamed for, you know, things that they aren't causing.
Mm-hmm.
And this sort of crossed my feed. And, the teaser is games blamed for moral decline and addiction throughout history. That sort of caught my
attention.
Where's
this coming from? What's
this is from theconversation.com.
Okay.
So video games are often blamed for unemployment, violence in society, and addiction, including by partisan politicians raising moral concerns.
Sorry, I'm just laughing here thinking about anybody blaming video games for unemployment. What?
Blaming video games.
We've been seeing those headlines for decades.
I don't remember anything about video games being blamed for unemployment. I mean, there's an occasional addict.
You lazy gamer, why don't you get a job, right? You know,
there's the occasional addict that loses his job, but like that would be like blaming unemployment on alcoholism.
Well, we've heard that one too, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, same thing with like rock music, you know. You lazy bastard, you just rock all day, you know, kind of a thing. So, but blaming video games for social or moral decline might feel like something new, but fears about the effects of recreational games on society as a whole are centuries old.
Mm.
History shows a cycle of apprehension and acceptance about games that is very like events of modern times. From ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs, historians know that the oldest examples of board games trace back to the game of Senet around 3100 BC. So Senet's a strategy game, kind of chess-like.
Hmm.
One of the earliest known written descriptions of games dates from the 5th century BC. The dialogues of the Buddha purport to record the actual words of Buddha himself. In them, he's reported to say that some recluses, while living on food provided by the faithful, continue addicted to games and recreations.
Well, guess what? If you're on welfare, which is what he's talking about, right? Those recluses were provided, the food was provided by people who wanted to help them, but it turned out it wasn't helping them. It was just giving them the sustenance to continue whatever they were addicted to. Whereas if you're actually hungry, you might find the motivation to get up and actually do something about it.
Yeah, or since, you know, your rent is paid and you've got food in your gut, are you just bored and looking for something to do to kill the time?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, seems to me more to be the case. But he goes on to say that, these board games, these early board games, were 8 or with 10 rows of squares. So that's the actual part of the quote from the Buddhas. That reference is widely recognized as describing the predecessor to chess, a much-studied game with an abundant literature in cognitive science and psychology. In fact, chess has been called an art form and even used as peaceful U.S.-Soviet competition during the Cold War. We know that from our history.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the Buddha's concerns, chess has not historically raised concerns about addiction. Scholars' attention to chess is focused on mastery and the wonders of the mind, not the potential of being addicted to playing. So,
isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Chess gets a pass.
Yeah, why does chess get a... Are there not people addicted to playing chess?
I can tell you that the guy that was renting a room over here, Wes, he was playing chess constantly. I don't know if he was addicted to it, but he was frequently a player of chess. Like when other people would be playing, you know, some first-person shooter, he'd be playing chess. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, chess gets a pass, I think, and I don't know if the article goes on about it, but because of its status.
It's intellectual.
Right, as a, like an intellectual chess.
It's not seen as a button masher or, you know, some sort of mindless form of entertainment. You do have to put your brain to use when you're playing chess.
And like playing video games, you know, if you want to get good at something, you have to play it over and
That's
over
true.
And over and learn all the little quirks and how to move, you know, all that stuff.
Right.
It applies to chess.
You got
to
put a lot of time into that stuff.
So somewhere between the early Buddhist times and today, worries about game addiction have given way to scientific understanding of the cognitive, social, and emotional benefits of play rather than its detriments, and even viewing chess and other games as teaching tools for improving players' thinking, social, emotional development, and math skills. So gaming, these are the positive effects of gaming, right? These are the benefits that you get from gaming, regardless if it's video gaming, board games, you know, playing, I don't know, jacks, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is cross-genre gaming in general, right? But it goes into games and politics. Dice, an ancient invention developed in many early cultures, found their way to ancient Greek and Roman culture. It helped that both societies had believers in numerology and almost religious link between the divine and numbers. So, mm-hmm. you know, dice was a natural attraction for those particular cultures. So common were games of dice in Roman culture that Roman emperors wrote about their exploits in dice games, such as Alea. These gambling games were ultimately outlawed during the rise of Christianity and Roman civilization.
Oh, yeah.
Because
didn't have any fun.
Because they allegedly promoted immoral tendencies.
The devils in dice.
Right. So we see, you know, ancient history now, you know, we see the cycle repeating then that's going on now, except now the target's video games instead mm-hmm. of dice or instead of Senate or chess even.
Yeah, and right? You're talking about hundreds and hundreds of years ago, right?
3,100 BC
yeah.
is, you know, the Senate
years.
Game, right? So, more often than not, the concerns about games were used as a political tool to manipulate public sentiment.
Yeah, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Right? As one legal historian puts it, statutes on dice games in ancient Rome were only sporadically and selectively enforced. What we would call sports betting was exempted. Right, so they had exemptions for mm-hmm. like we do now, right? You mm-hmm. can, you know, bet on, you know, the sports ball game, right? You know, you
and they've legalized that now in not New Hampshire, but in the nationwide,
yeah.
right? It was
yeah.
recent.
Well, it's some forms of it, yeah, absolutely.
Sports betting specifically,
specifically,
I think
right? Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So you know, we see it sort of repeating. The rolling of the dice was prohibited because. It was gambling, but wagering on the outcomes of sports were not.
Right. Oh, and don't forget, it's also completely legal to gamble with state lotteries.
Well, of course it is. That's right. Where the state makes all its money.
And it makes a lot of money because it has no competition because every other lottery is outlawed.
Right.
So
and the odds you get on the state lottery are absolutely horrible.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, horrifyingly horrible. And the cut they take off the top of that. You know, oh, it's for the roads, right? It's like, well, no, you already
it's for education.
It's for education.
It's for the kids.
It's for suckers.
No. It's to drain your pockets.
Yeah, take even more money. The voluntary tax.
So the article goes on. The history of the Book of Sports, a 17th century compendium of declarations of King James I of England, demonstrates the next phase of fears about games. The royal directives outlined what sports and leisure activities were appropriate to engage in after Sunday religious services.
Mm.
In the early 1600s, the book became the subject of a religious tug of war between Catholic and Puritan ideals. Puritans,
arguing over what games were appropriate.
Puritans complained that the Church of England needed to be purged of more influences from Roman Catholicism and liked neither the idea of play on Sundays nor how much people liked doing it. So
there's still yeah. laws on the books in New Hampshire, last I heard. Now, maybe somebody repealed this and I didn't catch wind of it, but it's illegal to play, like, sports games on Sunday, so like Little League or, you know, little
like
kids football.
Pop Warner football,
yeah,
play
yeah.
football, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I understand it. I remember hearing about this years ago. Now, of course, they're completely ignored and not enforced, so there's no cops that are showing up to the Little League game if it happens on a Sunday. It's one of those unenforced laws. But that's where this came from, right? The idea that it was somehow ungodly to be engaging in sport.
The fun police are going to show up and shut you down.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More on the history of people's suspicions about gaming. And legislative action about them as well. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring us anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. 450 free, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up in April of next year, LibertyCon. It's a unique Liberty convention happening in D.C. for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations for, say, the purpose of career advancement or business and internship opportunities. You'll be able to hear from a list of incredible speakers like John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO and co-founder, who will speak on conscious capitalism, as well as Vernon Smith, who won the Nobel Prize in Economics and will speak about alternative markets. Miriam Issa is a pop culture expert and political commentator with over 300 million YouTube views. And Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who spent 21 years as a risk-taker, quantitative trader, before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematical, and practical problems with probability. And there's still more. Visit LibertyCon.com. Get more details and more on the other speakers that will be there. Plus, you can use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. Student travel scholarships are available and discount rooms for everybody who's going to attend at the Marriott Marquis. Save with your early registration at LibertyCon.com. As I understand it, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event, so we'll look forward to seeing you there. And again, that's code FTL for a $10 discount at LibertyCon.com. As we continue, we will take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Let's go. We can talk more about gaming here and gaming frustrations and critics from the past. This goes way, way back, thousands of years, according to the story you've got, Captain Kickass. We'll get into that deeper here. But first, Azura is on the line in Texas, listening online. Go ahead, Azura.
Hi. So I know that you were talking a little bit about the case of Julian Assange, and I just wanted to remind everybody that both Chelsea Manning and Jeremy Hammond are currently incarcerated for resisting a grand jury subpoena against Assange. So for those of you who are thinking, what can I do to support Assange, this is your friendly reminder that both of them can receive letters. You have to be careful that it's black ink on white paper, but they're both being held at the Truesdale Adult Detention Center in Alexandria, Virginia, and information on how to write to them is on their respective Twitter feeds.
Now, who was the other person besides Chelsea Manning? We know who she is, but who was the other person you mentioned?
Jeremy Hammond.
And, can you refresh me on who that is? The name sounds vaguely familiar.
So he's an anonymous hacker and occupier who 7.5 years ago ended up pleading guilty to CFAA charges, was sentenced to 10 years. He was responsible for the Global Intelligence WikiLeaks.
Showed
that strategic forecasting was infiltrating Occupy protesters, showed that we had infiltrators at Occupy Austin, that Stratfor had considered possibly assassinating key members of the Occupy movement.
He exposed the
Assange conversation, he also exposed that there was a sealed indictment against Assange back in 2011, 2012. So what's interesting is that Jeremy was basically set to be released from his federal prison sentence and then was dragged to Alexandria to now be jailed as a grand jury resistance. So this is effectively adding another 18 months to what was already a decade-long sentence for.
Right, and Chelsea hadn't been out for very long either until they did the same thing to her and, you know, demanded that she face this grand jury and basically testify against Julian Assange. She refused to do that, and so they're holding her in the same position.
Right, and so they waited, I think it was about 6 months before they then decided to do the same to Jeremy Hammond. But I've been writing Jeremy since about the beginning of his sentence. That would be about 7 years now. And I'm part of an organization called Prison Abolition Prisoner Support. We're a pen pal to prisoners organization. And if anybody is interested in writing to any prisoners, including hacktivists and grand jury type resistance prisoners, we would be happy to supply people with a return address that they can use so that they can do so without having to, you know, use their home address or anything like that. And we have resources on how to write to prisoners. So
That is really useful. So one more time, what was the name of the organization you're part of?
Sure. It's called Prison Abolition Prisoner Support. We have a website at iHeartPaps.org.
iHeart what?
PAPS. P-A-P-S.
So iheartpaps.org?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And that's where people can get in touch with Jeremy Hammond and also Chelsea? Is that right?
Yeah, and lots of other prisoners, too. I mean, if you have a cousin that you haven't written to and you need help in how to do that, we are an all across the board abolitionist organization. So our claim is that nobody should be incarcerated for any reason, period. And we think that the approach to ending prisons is to basically have as many people be involved in the problem as possible. So we encourage any and all people to write to prisoners, not just people like Jeremy Hammond, who you say, oh, that's cool, he hacked half the world, I want to support him, but, you know, people who are in for drug crimes, people who are in for all sorts of crimes. And then, if you wouldn't mind, I wanted to bring up a news item that is kind of related to this. So, I don't know if you heard, but Kim Kardashian West recently made CNN because she sent out a tweet in support of death row prisoner Rodney Reed. And that's a story that's in my backyard. Rodney Reed was convicted of the murder of a woman named Stacey Stites. And it basically turns out that they were having an affair. She was engaged to a police officer named Jimmy Fennell. And then she turned up dead. And they said that because Rodney Reed's semen was found on her body, that that must have meant that he raped and killed her. Well, then the person who pretty much everybody believes was a real murderer, he went on as a police officer while on duty to sexually assault a woman, was sentenced and convicted, served 10 years. And that woman recently said that basically because of how he raped her in broad daylight and seeming no fear, that she believes that he was the real murderer, not Rodney Reed. So there was recently a Dr. Phil episode talking about this story. Now, Rodney Reed has an execution date that has basically been set for later this year and has a clemency hearing that is coming up on the 14th of November. So this is a really important time to join KK, right? I'm super glad that she decided to tweet about Rodney Reed's story. I think it's a little messed up that her tweeting about Rodney Reed's story landed Rodney Reed on CNN when his story without Kim Kardashian's tweet didn't. But, you know, whatever, by any means necessary and effective, right? And if that's KK tweeting, then that's awesome. But I would just like to encourage people to realize that when you're listening to these news stories, that it can really make a difference if you just pick up the phone and call Governor Abbott's office and say, hey, I want to stand in solidarity with Rodney Reed, and I want to demand that you give him clemency. And there's, you know, another prisoner who also has a death row date set in Texas, Gutierrez, who has DNA evidence that was...
Azura, thank you for calling and sharing. It's iHeartPaps.org. I really appreciate it. Great call, good information. Thank you for sharing it with us here tonight. Feel free to call in anytime with anything. More coming up. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to join the ultra wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us at dna.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at dna.freetalklive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
She's not a Russian agent. President Trump jumps in to defend Representative Tulsi Gabbard against wild claims by Hillary Clinton, his 2016 political opponent.
The person in charge of that particular deal, Hillary Clinton, have you heard of her? She's the one that's accusing everybody of being a Russian agent. Anybody that is opposed to her is a Russian agent. So that's a scam that was pretty much put down. Tulsi, I don't know Tulsi, but she's not a Russian agent.
Now, Gabbard, the Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii, telling Tucker Carlson on Fox News,
I stand against everything that she represents. And that if I'm elected president, if I'm the Democratic nominee and elected president, that she won't be able to control me, she won't be able to manipulate me, she won't be able to continue to work from behind the curtain to continue these regime change wars that have been so costly.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, dial toll-free, bring up whatever is on your mind here. The number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I want to say thank you to Liberate Opus. Opus? Liberate Opus is a silver amplifier. He or she is giving $5 a month to the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Simple concept. The idea is that if you like what we do here, you want to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on, expose new people to the ideas of freedom, then please join the AMP program. You get some cool perks like access to the supporters' chat rooms on our Discord, and there's also a Facebook group for amplifiers for those of you still using Facebook, and some other perks as well. Get on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with Bitcoin BTC. You can use PayPal. You can use credit card, and it is super easy to do, and it helps us out quite a bit. So thank you in advance for doing that, and thank you to everybody who has amped or is currently amping or is about to amp over at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we have Turd Ferguson on our Discord lines. Go ahead, Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, guys, I appreciate you taking my call this evening. Sure. I wanted to call in and talk about movies and a website that I've been frequenting just over the past 48 hours or so, a little website called Rotten Tomatoes. Maybe you've heard of it.
Unfamiliar.
Yes. Sounds familiar, yeah.
It's a user and, well, it's a kind of a site that collects reviews about Hollywood movies. For the most part, I think there's lesser than Hollywood movies on the site as well. But, you know, you want to see what the new movies are that are out there and get a collection of all of the different reviewers in the, you know, across the United States as to what they think about it. They come up with a tomato, what they call a tomato meter, where they kind of judge based on a review whether or not the critic liked it or didn't like it. So they sort of boil it down.
Or the tomatometer, if you say tomato.
I suppose you could say it that way, yeah. So they boil down the review to whether or not they were, was like a ripe tomato or a splat, you know, a rotten tomato. And then they come up with a total number of, so of the 100 top reviewers, of the 500 total reviewers or whatever the numbers are, and they say, oh, this one has 82% of the reviewers that like it. Or there's like the sort of the higher upper echelon of reviewers that there's a different score for them. And then there's an audience score as well. So the users of the site can also write their own reviews.
Most of the time it's a great site for,
I like it.
For movie reviews.
Yeah.
There have been some exceptions, and I have a funny feeling that Turd Ferguson is calling about one of these exceptions.
Okay.
I was going to say, I feel like Turd has something else about to come out.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. No, you were dead on about that. So here's the deal. I think this used to be a really good website for movie reviews,
really?
And all that stuff.
What changed?
But, yeah. Well, let me explain, because yesterday I saw a little movie called Knock Down the House, which is a documentary actually about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her campaign journey on
I'm
the
sorry,
way.
I'm sorry, I hate to interrupt you, Turd. It's pronounced Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Well, you say tomato, I say tomato.
I'm sorry, continue.
The movie, I think you're talking about the same person that was in the movie I saw last night. That's correct. And it's a really bad movie, to say the least. I mean, I really like this person, AOC, actually, as a person, not so much a politician. But regardless of how much
can you separate somebody from being...
Have you met her? Do you have a personal relationship?
A politician.
Well, here's why I do like her, because there are a bunch of things about like personal freedoms and things like that that I do agree with her on. I also, when I hear her talk, I do sense that deep down somewhere she's got a really good soul, and that maybe she's just not talking from her soul, but talking out of her butt the vast majority of the time, or saying whatever her political cabinet in her.
You think
her,
she's hot, dude.
I was just going to say.
You think she's hot.
Well, oh, my. Just going to say, you think she's hot.
I never. Okay, that's true, too. I think she's gorgeous, girl. But yeah, that's absolutely true as well. But the movie that she was in, Knock Down the House, this movie is really not great. I mean, it's really jumbled together. It's a documentary. They weren't able to assemble a really good story, a good, compelling storyline out of
it. Is it a pro or anti AOC documentary?
It's a pro AOC documentary.
Okay.
So she's actually the main character in the film, and it's a documentary mainly about her. But it's almost like, here's one of the things I didn't like about it. There was almost like not enough footage of her that they collected, I felt like, over the course of the movie. So they had to throw in these extra figures in the movie that really shouldn't have been there at all, like just to take up time. But specifically relating to Rotten Tomatoes, the critics now on Rotten Tomatoes, I think have been so, Their opinions have been become biased over the past couple of years politically for one reason or another. But this garbage movie on Rotten Tomatoes has a tomato meter score of 100%.
What?
The critics of Rotten Tomatoes think that this movie was literally perfect and flawless. They gave it a 100%, and that's out of 86 critics that actually voted for it.
Wow.
On the other hand, though, the audience score, which is based out of 2,671 user ratings, rates at a 17%. So,
wow, yeah, that's a big discrepancy.
Exactly. There's a vast differential in those two numbers. And obviously, one group of people are saying this movie is terrible and garbage and you should not waste your time watching it. And this other group of people are saying it's like the greatest film of all time.
Well,
right?
No, I mean, I don't think you're... Yeah, okay, look, but what does this have to do with Rotten Tomatoes? I mean, they just have a bunch of reviewers that they collect the reviews from and they put them up on a website. It's more of a statement of movie reviewers and the fact that they work for, in a lot of cases, mainstream media publications. They probably tend to lean to the left politically. So it's not a surprise that movie reviewers of sort of the popular mentality would support a left-leaning documentary. I mean, that's not a shock.
It sounds like the problem is that these movie reviewers for Rotten Tomatoes are letting their politics get in the way of...
But they're not for Rotten Tomatoes. The movie reviewers, I'm looking here, London Evening Standard, The Observer, The Globe and Mail, Times UK, AV Club, Washington Post. You know, these are major publications. So these aren't Rotten Tomatoes' staff. They're just collecting reviews from around the web.
That's true, but I think they are able to choose specifically which, I mean, you know, based on a list that they have that they might, you know, keep in one of their drawers in their offices of critics in these mainstream media outlets that they prefer to get reviews from and maybe the ones they don't. But this is what it has
that
to do with.
That could be true.
Yeah, it is. And this rating system is poisoning the real rating system of movies in general, because movies are supposed to be rated based on their storyline, on the cinematography, on the originality of the characters, and all these other things. They're rating this on a politically biased system, obviously. And the vast majority of the good reviews, too, on Rotten Tomatoes for this specific movie, the reviews have really nothing to do with film. The reviews are like, this is a great political movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of course. Yes.
Well, but look, here, look, I just pulled up, just as another example, An Inconvenient Truth, the old Al Gore movie, right?
Right.
I hate your wife, Al. I hate your
wife. What other, you know, lefty documentaries are a big name? So 93% on the tomato meter. Not quite perfect, but they also had 163 reviews, so you're more likely to get a couple that are on.
And didn't we say the same thing for the movie made about the sniper guy, right?
What was that one? American Sniper?
Yeah, I think so. Didn't we see sort of the same thing, like when that movie came out, that like the critics were like, oh, this movie is fantastic, and then people were like, yeah, you didn't watch the movie.
Maybe that's not what it was called. It's not coming up. I don't remember the name of that movie.
I think that was called American Sniper, but that might have also been from the other side. That may have been a more politically conservative movie. I'm not too sure, but
yeah.
I could see why a bunch of conservatives would have gotten up and just raved about that movie. But
that one got 72%. 72%.
Yeah, probably didn't even deserve that. But it's poisoned the rating system. And just as a comparison, Joker, which is about to break box office records of all time for the month of October, that has a 68% on the tomato meter. But the audience score is right around 90%, and that's based around 50,000 votes.
There's a new Addams Family movie? Who knew? 42% for Addams Family. I don't know if I agree with you here, Turd Ferguson. I think that you're looking at the state of movie reviewers, and Rotten Tomatoes is reflecting the state of movie reviewers. And that's not surprising that people working for mainstream publications reviewing movies are probably liberals, because mainstream media tends to be in that direction. Hey, but thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up in moments. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us on the radio. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Michael,
Captain Kickass.
Whether you want to talk about pop culture like movie reviewers and what the gentleman who was on the line, Turd Ferguson, was discussing just a moment ago, or you want to talk about video game addiction, we were getting into your story, Captain Kickass.
I have more on that.
Yeah, I want to hear more about that, too, because it was really interesting going back in history, looking at, oh, wow, surprise, people thought games were a problem thousands of years ago.
It's like the same thing that we're hearing now about video games,
exactly,
except applied to, like, board games.
Right. So we should get into that further. And don't forget, you can visit us online over at freetalklive.com. We have a bunch of features there, including our email list. You can sign up over at freetalklive.com. It's usually right there at the toward the top middle of the site, but you can always scroll all the way down the page, and there's usually a sign-up box down there, too. Pop your email in there, and we'll send you an email, usually on a once-a-week basis, to keep you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. So tell me a little bit more. Where do we leave off in this story about the gaming?
We were talking about the history of this book called The Book of Sports, a 17th century book of declarations by King James First, the first of England. Where, I mean, it's
what games were okay and what games weren't, basically.
Yeah, seemingly the origin of, like, oh, you can't play those are evil. Oh, these are on the approved list.
Right. God says these games are okay.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about the book and how, you know, it sort of divided the factions of the church, between the Church of England and the Roman Catholics. And, but in the end, English Puritans had the book burned. So we've got, you know, fear of gaming turning into book burning, right?
Now, did they burn the book because it supported some games and they didn't want any games whatsoever? I wonder what their reason was for...
I don't know.
The Puritans weren't known for being a fun bunch.
It says, as a Time magazine article put it, sports grew up through Puritanism, like flowers in a macadam prism yard. Hmm. So, sports like board games of the past were stifled and the subject of much ire in the past and present. So that just sort of wraps up the, you know, the ancient history.
Mm-hmm.
But the article goes on to talk about something that, you know, I remember growing up, which is pinball.
Yeah,
pinball wizard. In the 20th century, in the middle parts, one particular type of game emerged as a frequent target of politician concern. Playing it was even outlawed in cities across the country.
Really?
Pinball was outlawed in cities across the country.
I can't believe I didn't know about that.
This game was pinball, but the parallels with today's concerns about video games are clear.
But they are.
In her history of moral panics about elements of popular culture, historian Karen Sternheimer observed that the invention of the coin-operated pinball game coincided with a time when young people and unemployed adults had a growing amount of leisure time on their hands. As a result, she wrote, it didn't take long for pinball to show up on moral crusaders' radar. Just a few years span between the invention of the first coin-operated machine in 1931 to their ban in Washington, D.C. in 1936.
Wow.
So 5 years goes by, right? And this is pre-internet, right? So, like, mm-hmm. news moved slow, right? The fad, I mean, it had 5 years to catch on as a thing, right? As a product or a service that you could offer. 5 years go by. It's banned in D.C., New York Mayor LaGuardia argued that pinball machines were, quote, from the devil, unquote, yep. and brought moral corruption to young people. He famously used a sledgehammer to destroy pinball machines confiscated during the city's ban, which lasted from 1942 until 1976.
Oh, my God.
That's insane.
Let me repeat that.
34 years.
In New York, pinball machines were banned from 1942 to 1976.
In New York City or New York State, does it say?
New York Mayor, so New York City, it has to be, yeah.
And this is the same city where they also had the cabaret license, where you couldn't dance unless you were licensed as an establishment to have dancing in your license. And I think they still have it. I don't know if they ever got rid of the cabaret
license. It's just so bizarre to me to think that a pinball game... Right, would be considered evil or from the
I know.
Devil. Like, how do you jump from, oh, this is fun, you know, to this is evil?
I'd love to hear the excuses.
It's evil because it's fun.
Right.
Oh, of course. Yeah, they take all our fun.
Well, God didn't talk about pinball in the Bible, so therefore it's wrong.
Now I want to make a religious-oriented pinball machine, you know, just to see what happens.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. So his complaints sound very similar to modern-day concerns that video games contribute to unemployment at a time when millennials are one of the most underemployed generations. Even the cost of penny arcade pinball machines raised political alarms about wasting children's money in much the way that politicians declare they have problems with small purchases at electronic treasure boxes in video games. So this ties right into the loot boxes that we were talking about earlier. As far back as the Buddha's own teachings, moral leaders were warning about addicting games and recreation, including throwing dice, games with balls, and even turning somersaults, recommending the pious hold themselves aloof from such games and recreations. Then, as now, play was caught in society-wide discussions that really had nothing to do with gaming and everything to do with keeping or creating an established moral order.
There's an article at history.com called The Time That America Outlawed Pinball. Quote, while law enforcement and civic groups looked askance at pinball for its gambling connections, churches and school boards also argued it corrupted the morals of America's children by encouraging them to steal coins, skip school in order to play, and even go hungry by wasting their money on the frivolous pursuit. So those are some of the reasons, right? Kids are going to be stealing coins.
I mean, it's so ridiculous. And so, like, you know, we learned from the past that seldom do people learn from the past. So, you know, if you're out there listening, you know, we've given you some history now. You know, we can see it repeating in the cycle. The next time there's another cycle of, you know, the establishment complaining that something is, you know, causing a moral decline, refer to your history books.
Yeah. You know, in order to have a nanny state, you have to first have a nanny. And there's your nanny.
It's true.
Who's your nanny?
It didn't help, they say, that Pinball's image... didn't help Pinball's image that most of the machines were manufactured in Chicago, a hotbed of organized crime during the Great Depression, which was the time frame that it was made illegal in D.C.
Did Guido and Antony show up and threaten to bust your kneecaps if you didn't buy a pinball machine?
Criminal interests were said to control a large segment of the industry, and pinball was even linked to the notorious Murder Incorporated gang. New York City Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia was among those who believed the pinball, they named an airport after that guy, believed that pinball bred crime and juvenile delinquency. The mayor said the pinball industry took in millions of dollars a year from the, quote, pockets of school children in the form of nickels and dimes given to them as lunch money, unquote. After cracking down on illegal slot machines, LaGuardia made prohibition of the, quote, insidious nickel stealers, unquote, the target of his next crusade. So, yeah, there must not have been that much crime in New York City at that
I mean, the only nefarious, you know, mafia-type thing that I could see pinball machines, like, being used for is if, like, you know, Tony Soprano wanted to, like, transport a body somehow. Then you could probably, like, you know, smuggle one in a pinball machine somehow and get it, you know, if you wanted to make a guy disappear or whatever.
Now, of course, a lot of games are still outlawed today. Anything that gives you the chance to win money is, of course, illegal in most places, with the exception of Vegas or some Indian casinos or something like that. Whereas with pinball, you lose every time as far as the money is concerned.
Yeah, it's just entertainment. You flip the little flippers and... the ball goes up, and you know it's fun.
But is it any less addicting than a gambling game? For somebody that's into pinball, they want to get the high score.
To say a thing is addicting is not, you know, I mean, I don't think that's the correct perspective to have. Things are not addicting. People get addicted.
The experience is the addiction.
Right.
They want the number one position. They want the high score.
It's a problem with the people, not with the things.
Sure. Sure, but what I'm saying is the other games should be legal, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, have you guys seen these fish games, the fish gambling games?
Online?
No. There are these massive video games that are just glorified gambling operation, but it's made to appear as though you actually have some sort of influence over it. And so it's a big, like a 50-inch screen, plasma screen, sort of set down in front of you. You've got a control pad, and you've got a gun turret. And you hit a button, and the gun turret shoots, and you're shooting at all these fish. And the more fish you shoot, the more points you get, the more money you could, in theory, win. But, of course, every time you hit the shoot button, you lose money.
Like shooting fish in a bowl?
Yeah, that's basically what you're doing. Well, they found out that if you just hold the fire button down and point the turret in one direction, you do pretty much as well as if you try to aim the thing. So really, it isn't really much of a game at all. It's the illusion of a game. It's fascinating stuff. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.